had press conferences throughout the state of Alabama in all the cities where Jeff Sessions has office. And in Mobile, we did a little further than the went a little further than the press conference. We also had a sit-in.
And how exactly did the sit-in take shape?
About 11:30, several of us, about 30 of us, went up to sit in Senator Sessions' office. And when we arrived, there were five of us that went in at first, and those were the individuals that were figured that we would be arrested. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to get into the office. You know, the staff there were very courteous, and when we presented the list of demands to them, they were not in favor of contacting the, well, they said the senator was not available and, you know, could not reach out to us. We said, well, okay, we'll just stay here until he decides to talk to us and to, you know, discuss the demands that we have. And so that never happened, and so we just stayed there until about 7:30. And at that time, you know, the police came in, and, well, before that, the building manager came up and asked us to leave because they said they had to close the building because of security reasons, and they could not have visitors in the building. I think they said it closes at officially closes at 6 o'clock or something like that, and we told them that we were not going to leave. And they said, well, you know, we don't have a choice but to, you know, call the police to escort you out. And so they called the police, and we were all put in handcuffs, and we were taken to the jail and booked, fingerprinted, pictures taken, and processed. And we were charged with criminal trespassing.
Yeah, moving more generally, tell me, why do you and the NAACP believe that Senator Sessions is not the right man for the job of Attorney General?
We say that Senator Sessions is not right for the Attorney General position because of his past history of racism, because of his position on immigration, because of his position on things like marriage equality, and because the position he has really not taken on the Voting Rights Act.
Looking specifically at voting rights, I know there's one specific case that kind of haunted Sessions where he really aggressively prosecuted some prominent African-American voting rights activists back in the mid-80s. Can you tell us a bit about that case?
You're talking about the Albert Turner case. That was a case when he was the U.S. attorney for Alabama in the Southern District. And they were helping individuals register to vote and helping them with their absentee ballots, you know, those who needed help. And he, for whatever reason, decided to try and prosecute them. Of course, when they went to court, the jury threw, you know, immediately, well, also immediately, within 3 hours came back with a verdict not to find them guilty. So he tried to prosecute people for, you know, for doing what their civic duties were and to try and further voter suppression in the state of Alabama.
And Mr. Simulton, as Senator Sessions is heading into his confirmation hearings, what do you want to see in that procedure?
You know, the Judiciary Committee, as they're going through their process of confirmation, we want them to treat him like he has treated other that have come through the judiciary process. Treat him like he treated Loretta Lynch and all those who have come through the judiciary process. Don't give him a rubber stamp saying that, well, he's on the Judiciary Committee, he's a senator, you know. What has he done to deserve, you know, make him prove that he deserved and that he's the right person for the Attorney General position, not just because the president wants him to serve, a president-elect, rather.